Welcome to Grit Because, sponsored by 417 Metro Woman Magazine. My name's Trina. 417 Missouri Metro Woman is a one-stop resource guide for women in the Southwest Missouri metro area. Since founded in 2004, they have been committed to helping women find businesses and services that offer them a more fulfilling lifestyle. Find out more about this free guide at 417metrowoman.com.
Welcome back to Grit Because. Thanks for listening and watching. And today we're going to kind of talk a little bit about something I'm a little bit obsessed with. And Katie, you're a working woman and you have a similar passion, and it is our hair.
Yes. I mean, it is an obvious. Let me just play with it right now.
Yeah. If you're not watching, Katie's hair cascades down to, what is it, to your waist yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like
obsessed.
Platinum blonde.
I feel like it could never get white enough, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we have talked about our blondes. Yes. Because we're both, you know, every time I see you, I'm wanting to, like, touch your hair because it's just so pretty.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love it.
You've got the long thing. I used to have the long thing, and so now I'm kind of, like, rebelling against that. So I'm, like, a short, like, the bob thing. But,
yeah.
You know.
It's perfect, though.
Thank you. So what have you, you've always been blonde,
yes.
Right?
Well, so, you know, I was born with black hair.
Oh.
And, yeah. Right. And then it turned white. And since then, I have been
obsessed.
Pretty sold, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I went really platinum one time, and I miss it every day, but it's a hard upkeep.
Yeah.
It's so hard to keep it looking
that
fresh.
That makes me think, Gwen Stefani, I would think weekly she is in that salon.
Yeah, like,
that
where
up.
Are my dollar bills? Because it's like, you gotta, like, yes.
Of course, she probably has this relationship where it's just like, you know, almost like a contract, don't you think?
I don't think so. Okay, wait, pause for that, though. Did you see recently Ellen, she went to a new lady or a new man, I don't know who, and they messed up her hair?
Is that why it looks a little different?
Yes.
I haven't been watching the show, but I've seen some clips, and I'm like, why? What's up?
Now, coming from, like, being a blonde, when you mess up the blonde color you want, there's just that ugh feeling.
Oh.
Because, right, if it's too processed, it all falls out. Or if it's, like, under-processed, I don't like my hair being yellow. So it
yeah.
will have, like, that Fruit Loop look to
right.
it. And she had somebody, she went, her person was out of town or something. She went to this other person, and they over-processed it, and she said it just started falling out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Can you imagine being the person that messed up Ellen's hair?
That would be, how could you do that? Which brings me to an interesting point, too, though. Okay, so you always think if you're going to pay more for something like that, that it's going to be better. Not necessarily the case,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I imagined it when I was watching the video of her talking. Now, she never mentioned a name, so that was great on her part.
That's classy.
But I just kept thinking, that person knows who they are. And they know.
She could have destroyed them.
she like kept it cool. And I have been on the side of a bad, one time I had even longer hair than I have now. And the girl said, let me even it up. And because, you know, when you have long hair, it will be short in the front, long in the back, because
right.
it just breaks off from ponytails. And she said, let me even it up. And when I got turned back around to the mirror, it was like above my shoulders.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. She evened it up to like the shortest possible length.
My first experience with layers, the girl took the comb from one ear and parted it on top to the other side,
oh my
flipped
Lord.
That over, and snipped it. So it was like I had two, like, heads of hair.
What?
Not what layers are supposed to be
I
like.
I didn't see a picture
no.
of that. That's
no.
so awful.
Well, I went
I'm sorry.
Back like, this isn't right. You know,
yeah.
can it? Then I learned the word blend.
Okay. Blend
can
it.
You blend it, please?
So, yes.
Yeah. So my experience with the whole blonde thing is that was always pretty bright when I was little. And then, you know, how you hit junior high
mm-hmm.
and everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
So it got this dishwater
yes.
color.
That's the true
Not
color of my hair
fine.
Now.
See?
Yes.
I call it adult blonde, affectionately, because you are still blonde, by golly.
Yeah.
Hold on to that.
I'm just, people
it
always go, what color really is your hair? And I'm like, dirty dishwater.
Yeah,
just think of it.
Dishwater blonde.
Like, you
yeah.
know, it's just,
and it's not, no.
I don't like it.
It needs help, right?
It's so dull, too. I mean, God love people that have it and love it.
There are a few
go
people
you.
That look great.
Yeah.
But
me, I look like all one, like washed out and just, I don't know. I feel like the Lord got a little bit of a mix up there when he was making me.
Well, for me, it was like Lemon juice is my best friend. Really works, but you've got to be careful or it just dries it out.
I have never done that.
Oh, really?
To do what? Lighten
lemon
it?
Juice? Yes.
No, I've
lemon
never done that.
Lemon juice and sunshine and chamomile.
I have never done that.
Yes. Knock on wood. Now, I am growing older, so I know that the platinum, shiny, silver things creep in here from time to time, but haven't had to completely commit to a full-on colorist or anything like that yet.
What?
And just use the lightening stuff.
That's awesome.
The best I can. But, you know.
Well, good job.
Well, you know, it's pressure, though. Like, I feel like you feel like you have to be perfectly natural. You just wake up and everything's great from hair, makeup, and skin. And the reality is it's not that.
Yeah. I mean, you know? See this before I get ready. It's just... This morning I was like, get up, you got to do this. And I was trying so hard. It's true that you do feel that pressure.
I feel like especially, I think it's getting a little bit better that people are being a little more like, hey, no, this isn't all perfect. It takes work, which I'm glad for. Because nobody needs that pressure to think that you're not living up and that, you know, that you just pinch your cheeks and walk out the door.
Not like that. My grandma was like that, I think.
Oh.
You know, she was young when she would do it. She would always be like, pinch your cheeks. She always said that. Now she does she does her lipstick or something. Rather than blush, she puts two dots and she still looks magnificent.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Not everyone gets that.
I know.
Chance.
I'm just like, wow.
Okay, so finding a stylist can be a trick too. And you not recently, but
a year ago,
moved to a new area. So were you scared that you were going to have to go home?
Well, yes. I mean, because Ohio is very far from where we're at. And I cried when I left my stylist back home because she's a friend. And also, she's been doing my hair for so long. And once you trust that person to get you the right blonde, it's hard to let go and trust again. It's I'm in a bad relationship or something. But her name was Courtney, and she was so cool. And she gave me her, I don't know, is it the formula?
That
they
the
do?
The recipe?
Yeah, it was the recipe card of what my hair looks like. And she was like, when you get there, just tell them that you need this color. Now, I struggled for the first 6 months or so to find one. I went to one. She Who Shall Not Be Named, and it was bad. It was really bad, especially because I have thick hair, and long hair, people don't know how to comb it.
Right.
So I had so much hair being pulled out. I ended up at AVBS.
Okay.
Yeah, and I love it there so much.
Good.
It's a good place.
Cool. Yeah, it's hard. My gal will, because I'm obsessed with it being perfectly straight across front to back, or, you know, and she will take the time, stand me up, turn my head. I mean, and so when you get somebody that knows how you like it, it's a big deal.
And I think, too, asking everybody, if you see hair that you like, don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
I think as, from one woman, I try to go out into the world with the aspect that we can all help each other. And so if somebody asks where I got my outfit or, you know, whatever, I will gladly give up any information I have. I don't hold it back.
Yeah, I try to give compliments, too.
Yes.
If I see somebody and she has rockin' white hair, silver hair, and it's just amazing, I'm like, hey, I love your hair.
Yes.
I love it when I get a compliment, so I feel like, hey, you know.
I think that is such a good thing to bring back because people don't usually lift each other up, especially women. We're so hard on ourselves all the time. I know I am. I always am second-guessing myself or my words, my actions, what I shouldn't do. And I think when you reach out to somebody, when I see other women out in public, I will go out of my way to say something that I truly mean.
Yeah.
That's kind.
Yeah.
There's a woman in a parking lot the other day, and she was a single mom. She was kid on one hip, trying to get it in the car and trying to put the stroller down before it started raining. And I just pointed at her and I said, "You're doing a good job." And she looked like she was going to start crying.
She probably was.
You know?
I've watched that kind of thing happen before, and you almost want to go, can I help?
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to scare them. But
I think
goodness.
Just lifting them up, you know, because it's tough.
It's tough. Those carriers look like they weigh 20 pounds themselves.
I know. So, and so you're like, she, and it wasn't one of those easy glide ones either. She was kneeing it to, like, get it to go. And I was like, poor, bless her. You know, maybe she just needed a little uplifting, you know, compliment.
That's great. So. I think guys go through that, too, though, and I don't think it gets talked about as much. I see a lot of times, you know, guys appreciate it. If you say, hey, you know, your hair looks good or your shirt looks nice. Yeah. Not in a creepy way, but, you know,
right.
because they go through emotions, too, of wanting to feel good and look nice. And I think a lot of times... society expects that they just have it super easy. They just, you know, they don't have to put on the makeup and all this. And they're probably, maybe some are thinking, hey, we don't get to cover up our zit with concealer.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. So it's it's something, actually, somebody told me recently that their boyfriend wears makeup too. And I was like, wait, what?
Really?
But I get it because, I mean, not everyone has perfect skin, and that means men, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That they might not like the way that their skin... I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That good is... for them for being, like, confident enough to be like, I wear concealer, and I wear a full face. Like, he knew the routine of putting on makeup more than I did.
Yeah.
You know? It's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
More of our Ambitiously Blonde discussion with Katie right after a word from our sponsor. The 417 Metro Woman Guide is free and delivers women-centric services and products to your fingertips month after month, providing resources for women who live or work in the Southwest Missouri area. As a locally owned business, they are committed to working every month to connect women in the 417 area to related services, products, and events while providing excellent results for their advertisers. Please remember to tell your advertisers that you found them in 417 Metro Woman Magazine. You can also connect with them on social media or sign up for a digital copy to be delivered directly to your inbox, all at 417metrowoman.com.
What are some of your favorite products that you use? Do you have one?
Okay,
or
I do
everything like...
So I brought it with me. I brought one of my favorites.
Let's see it. Okay.
So I started last year when I moved, I started using Monet. And this stuff is called Rejuva Beads.
Okay.
And it puts back your split ends.
May I?
Yes. Okay. Everything smells good.
It's like in a tube.
It's in a tube.
Awesome.
Everything is like all natural.
Awesome.
But if you look at, like, the split ends are gone and it's the best product.
Ooh.
So it helps with my hair because, you know, and it puts it all the way from here to, you know what I mean, it starts up here, my like frizzy top part of my hair, and then it goes all the way down to the end. So that is my favorite product that they have, and now I only use their products.
Do you have to use it every time you shampoo, or
you
just
do
like
this
whenever?
Every third time, I think. I think it's
kind of like
three.
A deep conditioner.
Yes, except it like literally puts it back,
like,
together,
mends it.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then you use a bunch of, I use like three different ones all together, but this one helps
awesome.
With it.
All right, I get to share now.
Okay.
Palmer's.
Ooh.
Okay, it says strong roots, but like I have gone out for the most humid, sweaty runs, came back and pulled out, my hairband was wet. That's
Whoa.
How, but then this like totally just refreshes. It has like
really?
Peppermint oil in it.
Ooh,
and,
can I smell it?
Yeah. And just kind of spray it all over.
I love that we both are.
Kind of
can I smell it?
Blow dry.
Ooh.
And it's like good to go. I like that better than dry shampoo. I'm not a super fan of dry shampoo.
Yeah, that's cool.
I feel like it gets cakey.
So this is like a dry shampoo, but not?
Not really. I mean, it's just a refresher.
Okay, so I'm like,
kind of resets
try that.
The do, you know?
Yeah.
You can start over with a fresher palette.
That's awesome. I love that smell too.
And then, have you ever heard of this?
No.
Okay. MCT oil. Now, a lot of people use this for their diet. You know,
okay.
It's fast fuel for brain and muscles, it says.
Hey-o.
Okay. But you can also put it on your hair. Use it on your skin.
Cool.
And then you've heard of this too. Coconut oil.
Oh, I love coconut oil.
So, yeah.
So, fun fact, that's what my makeup remover is.
Yes.
I only use coconut oil on my face.
Okay. Now, I have to be careful because it will leave me feeling icky if I'm not careful.
Yeah.
And then if I get it, my eyes, my contacts, that's a
mess. The worst. It is like being blind, but still
for
with your contacts in.
For sure.
But it helps with like the hot water makes it be less.
Yeah.
And I only use a tiny bit because a little bit goes a long way with that stuff.
Cool.
You know?
Very
cool. So you use that on your hair then? Like a mask?
Yeah. Like a mask.
Every time you wash?
Not every time. Just every now and then.
Okay.
Every now and then.
Do you leave it on for a little while or what do you do?
Just however long.
Okay.
Like sometimes I'll do like the night before.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done that on my scalp because I have psoriasis.
Really bad. Okay, yeah.
So I have done that as a, like, kind of massage it in and let it sit.
So when you use the coconut oil to take off your makeup, do you use it? Now, you'll wear lashes.
Mm-hmm. I wear lashes every day.
Do you use it to take those off, or do you pull them off first?
They come off really easily. It's just like a gentle pull off them. And then I just take, because I wear a mascara still, so then I take like a tiny, tiny bit, like rub my finger on it and just a little bit. Now for my face, I use the one that's liquid. It never turns solid. So it's almost like just a watery oil, you know.
Awesome.
And the best part about it is that it, you know, it doesn't solidify.
Yeah.
So like when it's like that, it's harder to get your like fingers into like get it out, you know?
Got it.
But so I have used this one. I started with that. And I use it as a lotion sometimes too for my arms in the summer.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm laughing because it's like we're in a building, Copper King and Coffee, and the roof is just like,
is it tin?
It's like tin roof, and it's pouring outside now. So if you can't hear us as well, that's why.
The rain has come.
The rain has come.
And it also makes me instantly want to sing that, rain falls angry on the tin roof, but we're in a coffee house, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of your other beauty obsessions besides the hair thing,
my goodness,
the makeup?
Okay, so there are two things I don't leave the house without. Lipstick and lashes.
Okay.
Normally earrings, but I noticed that I forgot earrings today. So I feel a little lonesome. But it's okay. And I usually wear my key necklace, but for makeup-wise, I like lipstick and lashes. That's all I need, really.
I find it kind of funny because my mom never really did the lipstick thing. She just did, like, simple makeup and usually maybe a chapstick or something like that. But for some reason, I am obsessed with lip stuff. Stuff because it doesn't matter. Gloss, balm, stick.
Yes, and that's one of the big things we share in common.
Yes, I know.
It's like every time I pull out my lipstick bag, actually, this is my lipstick bag. For those listening, it's a pretty big size bag.
It's a good size.
And it's
like
definitely full of delightful makeup options for your lips. And a weird dry erase marker. But anyway, I love Urban Decay.
Yes.
Their lipstick, if I could use that as a face thing, I would. Because I don't know, for being matte, my lips are never really dry.
Oh, yeah.
Which is something to say, because usually matte, your lips feel like they're going to flake off your face, you know?
Yeah.
But it's good stuff. So I feel like I've been plugging a lot of people today.
You have been. You should get some endorsements.
Dang.
No, that's good. I think it, for me, like the whole lip obsession, it's something that you can carry in your purse or pocket and kind of instantly gives you boost your mood.
Yeah. And I think that is where it comes from. My mom has always been a lipstick person. And her thing is, no matter how you, like, look, you're feeling, put on some lipstick, you'll feel better.
Yeah.
So if, like, I'm having a bad day, I'll wear red lipstick because it makes me feel like I can conquer the world. And yesterday I went to church and I didn't have time to dry my hair, so it was, like, super wet.
Uh-huh.
And I had, like, sopping wet hair and a bun and lipstick. And I was like, YOLO.
See, that's awesome.
You know?
I love it.
Lipstick is almost my recovery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it does. It brightens your face up. And that's something that I think is kind of a misnomer, too, is that makeup has to be this arduous process, and it doesn't.
Right.
It can be really simple, quick, and outdoor.
It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it were any longer, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
But I'm also not afraid to go out the door with a bare face. How about you?
So I have literally gone running with my lashes on before.
Oh, okay.
I have I love lashes that much that I have gone out in weather like this, and I came back and I was like, why did I wear these out?
Yeah.
Because I almost forget they're there.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can go with everything gone, but I will put lashes on still.
That's awesome though.
You know, but they're blonde. My real ones are super blonde.
Yeah.
So I look like my brother.
Yeah.
You know, and legit, we look like twins. So I think that's why I'm like, they must be on.
How long have you been wearing lashes?
I would say maybe 4 years.
Yeah, okay.
Every day, though. So people that say they fall out, false. That's not true.
What made you, did you just want to try it and then you were like, ooh, this is great? Or were you, because I've tried them. They're kind of tricky.
It's once you get
down
to the science of it.
I've not gotten it down and I felt like I look clownish. So
I mean, I wouldn't say I don't feel like I look clown.
No, you don't. You've got it. That's what I'm saying. You've got it.
Because I have people come up to me and they'll like try to touch them, and you're like, don't, and like I'm just don't touch my eyes.
Really?
They literally come up and do that. Yeah. Total strangers have like done this to my eye before, and I just try to stay calm. It's very
don't do that, people. Ask. That's like touching a lady.
Yes.
Belly, like if yeah. she's expecting.
The weirdest, people get the weirdest notions. I don't understand it, because I don't usually walk up to be someone and be like, wow, can I touch, you know what I mean? But it's okay. My best friend wore them, and she and her sister both were like supermodels. They looked like they literally were ready to take on the world in that moment, wearing heels. And I grew up a total tomboy. Mm-hmm. You would like, people are, don't believe that, but I started working in retail and it changed everything. And so I started with clothes and jewelry and I just wore mascara. And then one day she was like, have you ever thought about lashes? And then it was all over from there.
How long did it take you to master them? Because you're pretty good.
I mean, I think like a couple months to getting to the point of now. I'm not even kidding you. It's probably 3 minutes of the most that the time that it takes is letting the glue dry.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Enough to go on your face.
Cool.
I can teach you.
That's okay. We might have to have a session. If you are listening and watching, keep in mind we want to thank our sponsor Springfield Metro Woman, and you can pick up this recent copy and maybe find some local businesses that can help you spruce up your looks and you feel awesome. I think maybe next time we should talk fashion, like clothes and all that good stuff.
We should do that for sure. I love fashion.
Me
so
too.
I feel like that's another thing.
That's another thing that you can. Like,
we have a like a growing list of things that we have in common, and I love that.
I love that too. Well, we are Ambitiously Blonde. I'm Trina. This is Katie. Yeah. Thanks for listening and watching. See you next time.
Bye. Thank you very much again for spending some time listening. This podcast episode of Grit Because is sponsored by 417 Metro Woman Magazine. This month's wedding and fashion issue is on stands now. You can also read the current issue and past issues at 417metrowoman.com right now. I'm Trina Wilcox, and more for you anytime at gritbecause.com.